Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
I get a kick out of you.
Stream Lady Gaga and the iconic Tony Bennett's new single, Link Below, out on all streaming platforms.
Once it gets to a million streams, there's going to be a really big thing happening.
So welcome to the Bro Show. This is Jacob across from me.
And Lucas is across from me.
Welcome to the podcast that has the whole internet talking each week. This is going to be a great episode. I'm actually feel a little bit weird today just because I'm recovering from a cosmetic procedure that I can't talk about yet. I'm in the process of making a video on it on my channel.
Just look at his face and see if you can notice anything different.
It actually isn't even like plastic surgery, but it's not even cosmetics. I don't even know what it is, but it's a cosmetic procedure.
Yeah.
That's a little announcement coming up soon. Having announcements about cosmetic procedures you've had done.
You're getting fake abs installed, right?
Oh, yeah. Big reveal coming soon.
I wonder what it would be like getting fake abs installed. Like, would you feel mud on your stomach every day? Like, how does that work?
Oh, yeah, that sounds... People do that, right? That would suck because then... Like, what if you had, like, a beer belly? Then it would just be, like, a beer belly with abs? That could be a look.
I just would never get it because it's, like... That's just scary to me, having mud on your stomach. Like, I don't even know if it's mud.
Hopefully it's not metal. That would, like, drag
it. Then?
I think it's, like, silicone.
Okay.
Remember the Ken doll?
Yeah, and like they looked kind of real.
No, we watched real. We watched like a Ken doll documentary about that guy who wants to be a Ken doll.
Yeah, and he gets like plates in his arm to like really define the bicep and shit.
That is funny though, because like some of the comments on the video on his whole thing were like, "Go off," but like you spent over $100,000 when like you could have just got the best trainer in the world for like way less than that.
Oh yeah, and probably that's true.
He probably went through so much more pain too. Can you imagine the recovery for all these surgeries?
Like
You would think at first glance you'd be like, oh, he took the easy way out, but all the pain, all the surgeries, that would suck.
I didn't put two and two together. So with this Kundal, he probably spent $100,000 on surgeries. And when I first heard that, I just was thinking, oh yeah, he just wants to look good, so that's what he did. Like, I guess that's what he's doing. But I didn't think about how you could literally probably pay... you could 100% pay way less than that and have a trainer for years and years and years.
Yeah, like a super experienced trainer that like would for sure just like whip you into shape.
And the thing about it is that obviously like training would be hard. But the thing is that I feel like most people would rather do training
than surgeries.
First of all, you'd fail better. And then second of all, like you would actually like... Yeah, surgeries would be actual shit. Like, laying in bed for a week, I would hate that.
Yeah. Even getting getting put under is, like, scary. But it was... What were you going to say?
Isn't there such thing as people that are addicted to surgeries, though?
Oh, yeah.
Plastic surgeries, so maybe he just has that. Not saying
it's like
he
a
has
hobby.
That. I don't know if he does, but... Yeah.
Bro of the week time! Shout out to Destiny. This podcast, Bro of the Week. Destiny sent us a photo of her on one side and then her cat on the other. A typical black cat. Love it. I love black cats.
Well, people sometimes say that people look like they're animals.
Oh yeah, does she?
Do they look alike?
They have the same energy.
I would say they have the same nose.
Yeah, they have like the same vibe. I don't know about looks, but you have the same vibe as your cat, Destiny. The email When we announced the Destiny, she was Bro of the Week. She said, thanks for choosing me. I've been listening since the beginning. And I've even made my sister Megan into a big fan as well. Hey, Megan. One question I have as Bro of the Week is, have you guys ever started a rumor about someone? I'm curious to know if you guys have ever been problematic and like to start drama. My name is Destiny and my cat's name is Midnight. Okay. That's cute because the cat's black, like the midnight sky.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but thanks, Destiny, for being Bro of the Week. And have we ever started rumors? So this does remind me of in sixth grade. I don't know exactly.
Were you a little rumor starter?
I think I kind of was because, so this isn't a lie. I didn't know. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't.
Yeah.
But all I know is that this girl in my class. I won't say her name, but should I just say her first name? It kind of makes the story more alive.
Maybe like something that rhymes with
Bethany.
It. Oh, so Bethany, you could say.
Oh, no, her name wasn't Bethany.
Oh, okay.
So Bethany. I don't know how it happened, but I remember one time she confronted me and said, why are you telling people this? But I don't know what I was telling people.
She just had a big mouth.
So I don't know.
You were like the Lisa Rinna of the sixth grade.
I guess I was. I don't remember what I was saying. I don't know if it was that bad, but during that time period, also, I was friends with like these three girls or two girls. And then I remember I thought it was funny for April Fool's Day to fake date this girl. But the three girls that I was friends with didn't like that one girl. So then like there was also a fight then. So like, that was how rumor started.
So you have
I
been
basically started a rumor about myself actually saying that I was dating this girl. But so yeah, that I feel like sixth grade was my problematic year. And then I learned when that girl confronted me. I remember actually feeling bad and being like, I forgot what I said right now, but I remember being like,
why did I even start that?
Why was I being like a mean or whatever? But
yeah. A mean gay.
So I learned. Yeah. Basically, I learned my lesson. I don't know what I said, though.
Definitely started a rumor at some point. I can't think of any
like
stories,
though. Like in high school or something? I
can't think of any stories, but like I'm sure I have. I don't know if I've ever just made up a lie, though. Like, yours probably, you didn't just make up a lie. Didn't you just spread, like, info you knew?
So what I'm guessing, if I had to guess what I said, I'm pretty sure, like, she maybe told me that she was, like, dating someone or had a crush on someone. Then I told my friends that she had a crush on them.
Yeah.
Someone. And then she just, like, it's basically a rumor, you know, just, like,
oh,
asshole
yeah.
things.
I've definitely passed around rumors throughout my time in high school and elementary school. We should start doing that again. We should start rumors on this podcast.
I know, like, I'm going to find a listener and just, like,
we
make a rumor.
Somehow find out so insider mean. Tea about people and then just spread it online. Just spread out it all.
I wonder what it would be. Like, that'd be scary being in, like,
I'm just kidding. I feel like,
drama.
Yeah, but we aren't into the rumors anymore, but we've dabbled with them in our past.
Now, people make rumors about me.
Oh, yeah, the tables turn. Karma.
I'm joking.
But thank you so much, Destiny. If you guys ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to our Patreon, lucasandjacob.com, and you'll find all the info there.
Yeah. Thanks for being a Bro of the Week, Destiny. You are my Destiny. I'm joking. That sounds like too creepy, but yeah,
you have the same name as Miley Cyrus's birth name.
For real? What name's Destiny?
Yeah, Destiny Hope Cyrus. She changed it to Miley legally, like when she was like 17.
Yeah, because I remember she changed it to Miley because like everyone called her Miley.
Oh, yeah. Is that even a real name, Miley? Like, obviously now it is, but, like, before her, was that even a name?
I don't know anyone in real life that's named Miley, do I?
That used to be part of the Miley Cyrus fan club, so I know all the details. Like, the reason why she was named Miley is because she used to be so smiley as a kid.
For real?
Yeah, so, like, they're like, she's so smiley, Miley, smiley, Miley.
Oh, so her nickname was Miley?
I think Smiley, but then it turned into Miley somehow.
Oh, and now she has the hippie, isn't it one of her foundations called Smiley? No, it's the Hippie Foundation, but...
Happy Hippie Foundation?
Happy Hippie, yes, like, kind of has to do with the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Little Miley Cyrus facts of the week.
I was listening to her on the way here.
I still love her new album so much. Like, it's so good.
I put that on.
It's just, like, so good. You guys, if you haven't streamed Plastic Hearts yet, get on it.
I listened to that on the way
What's
here.
What's your favorite songs? Your top two favorite songs off on Plastic Hearts.
Top two?
Yeah.
Let's pull up the track.
Obviously,
list.
You don't want to be basic and say Prisoner. I actually am not even kidding. Like, I like Prisoner, but I never listened to it for fun.
When it first came out, I loved it, but it honestly 100% isn't in my top two. And
yeah.
I'm not joking to be like indie, but that's just me. Okay, so, wait, what is this album called? Plastic Hearts. I just need to see the whole track list, so I don't like, you know.
One of my top two would definitely be High. Just a good, like, dramatic song. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like, I still feel high.
Yeah, about Nick Jonas.
It actually is.
I just read it. One of the Miley fandom people said that.
Oh, okay. I like Bad Karma. And I know it got a lot of slander because if you listen to it, like, people don't like how, like, part of the beat is whole doing, like,
all the moans?
Yeah, but I like it.
Oh, that is a going Joan Jett.
Bad Karma and... Oh! Yeah, Bad Karma was my second favorite. My number one favorite is Night Crawling featuring Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah. My number one favorite is probably Angels Like You.
Oh, the slow
song? Like a classic, like, it just reminds me of, like, around 2008, that'd be on the radio.
Yeah, that's a good old sad song.
Yeah, Nickelback. Just kidding.
It doesn't remind me of Nickelback. I mean,
it isn't like a Nickelback song, but it reminds me of, like, that era of music, though. You know, where, like, there was, like, those bands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, what are we going to talk about this week?
I have a little mini topic.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then we'll go into mine.
Did you know, this isn't even like, I actually want to talk about this. Do you know that Cetaphil has so many other products? I didn't know this.
Besides a cleanser?
So I went to Cetaphil.com because...
Why is this like a hidden brand deal? Boo, if you're getting paid by them on the side, just announce it.
Can you picture, I upload the podcast and you see like, Jacob's link, Cetaphil.com/Jacob. Okay, so basically, just to prove that this isn't a brand deal, even though no one believed it was a brand deal, like, I actually don't use any Cetaphil stuff right now, but it's really a good company, I think.
It's just that go-to skincare brand that everyone always mentions, like, oh, it's the best cleanser.
Yeah, like, it's just so simple, which is good.
Yeah.
So, I was on the website because I was thinking about getting their bottle of soap, just like, you know. But they have so many stuff, like, if you just go to their... cleansers. Let's just do face cleansers. They have like so many. So when you go to CVS or Walgreens and look at the Cetaphil section, that's only like 1/8 of it. And then go to moisturizers, body and face. Like, I'm just wowed at how many stuff they have. So how much stuff they have.
One thing I've always wondered is why don't CeraVe and Cetaphil just join companies?
I was just about to ask that.
The exact same thing.
I was going to ask, do you like CeraVe or Cetaphil better?
Because CeraVe does seem better.
Yeah, I'm not going to like throw shade, but I like both. But CeraVe seems a step above. I don't know exactly why, but it does.
Yeah, something about it. Just like even the, I don't know. They're the exact same thing though. Might as well just, CeraVe should buy Cetaphil.
Oh, Cetaphil should buy CeraVe. Because I feel like Cetaphil is probably bigger. But yeah, I just was really worried out because I didn't know they had this many products. And then like, why doesn't anyone know? Are they trying to hide it from the public?
Oh, yeah, that is a little bit fishy.
I'm joking. It's not even. But yeah, I just thought it was honestly crazy. Tell me if, put in the comments or email us if you use any of the other Cetaphil products. Because I'm actually curious if like they slop, if they're good. Because I know they have a whole line for red skin. I've thought about trying it before, but I haven't.
Do you have red skin?
I feel like every white person has red skin, right?
Oh, yeah. But then people put blush on their face to get red skin.
Okay, so I just naturally have blush.
Oh, my God. So don't take it away. I'll
keep my red cheeks.
Somebody actually emailed us this news story. They said they read this and immediately thought of us, which I don't know how to feel about this because this is a Radar Online article, and the title is Man in China Almost Dies After Inserting a 20-centimeter eel into his rectum in an attempt to relieve his constipation. Yeah.
Wait, a 20-inch eel?
20-centimeter.
Oh, okay.
So they, I don't know how much that converts to inches.
So is that like a baby eel?
Yeah, so basically he had severe constipation, and he didn't know what to do, and instead of going to just, I guess, a traditional doctor... He went to a local folklore. Folklore is Taylor Swift's album name. And what does that mean?
So is this like a doctor that doesn't have like a medical degree, but they just...
Because I was under the impression that folklore meant fictional worlds. So he went to a local folklore. So like a local witch, maybe?
Maybe entered another realm.
Okay. And the local folklore suggested the eel method. And he was told it would relieve his constipation... But it took a terrifying turn because it entered his rectum, it traveled to his colon before allegedly, I don't know why they have to say allegedly, maybe they're scared like the eel will sue them, like if it's like, I did not do this. The eel allegedly bit through the colon and ended up in his abdomen. Yeah, and his apparently his pain tolerance is higher than most because he lasted a full day with it just eating through his abdomen before he decided to go to the hospital. He was dangerously close to losing his life, but now he's back to normal.
So,
I guess thanks for sending that.
Yeah, I have so many questions and I had so many thoughts. First of all, I kind of want to do more research on constipation because when I picture constipation, I picture it's because of your diet. But I'm assuming people can just have constipation just because that's how they're like, just because like their genetics or something.
Yeah,
right?
It might just be about like the environment too. Because like whenever you go on vacation, it's just like, oh yeah, I'll be constipated for a couple days.
Even if you eat dietary fiber, yeah. Though, so I don't understand it.
Something about your bowels are like your soul. I actually feel like they are, because like if you're stressed out, like that's different. Like your bowels like really represent your whole personality.
When I actually think about it, and I know this is like TMI, but if I actually was constipated and couldn't poop for like 4 days, I actually like
maybe you would go to a local full core.
I just picture everything I did is just like I feel like so squished, and it just like. I can't believe people are constipated. I feel bad for them.
I know that would suck.
But like, okay.
But instead of inserting an eel, you can just drink Dr. Pepper, I've heard.
Or just drink straight up prune juice.
Yeah, because Dr. Pepper has prune juice.
Go to a doctor or use like suppositories.
What grosses me out
is... Use a douche, I don't know.
What grosses me out is like when we talked about prune juice and stuff, I just had a flashback. We've already talked about this on the podcast. We've already talked about remedies of constipation because I know for a fact in one episode somewhere down the line we talked about prune juice relieves constipation.
So why did we talk about constipation?
This is why people refer these stories to us.
That's the thing.
That's the fact that someone saw that story and the first thing they thought of was both of us.
It's weird because I don't even know who I am as a human being, because when I listen to other people's podcasts, it seems like there's this thing where you listen to an episode and it's like, they're going to mention this. I know it. But I didn't know. That's why people have to tell me what I talk about, because I didn't know. I actually talk about constipation and poop this much. Like I guess I'm not gonna change myself, but I just didn't know this is who I was. And I know you, like some people joke about it, like you're the poop boy, but I actually didn't know I was the poop boy. Like that's embarrassing, kinda.
Well, you gotta just accept it. Another story.
We did a whole episode deep diving into constipation. First of all, it can be patient stories, then it can be remedies, then it can be like
we can even do constipation month. What? Like every episode for the whole month is about constipation.
We might have to.
Yeah, let us know below if you want that.
And then we can get like actual checkups to be like, are we going to get constipated in the future?
Then we could try to get constipated by like eating the food you're not supposed to eat.
Oh, isn't it just like if you eat a bunch of cheese or something?
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, that's a cool story. Thanks for telling me. I feel bad for the guy. And like he just was in a desperate position. And it does make me feel uncomfortable because like obviously I feel like most of us agree like, please don't put an animal through that. Please don't do that. But I guess he was really desperate and...
You know, have a quick recovery.
Yeah, and I also know, like... Yeah, let's just skip.
I want to hear what the local folklore's opinion is on it. Like, is she
I
like,
want to know.
Is she like, oh, it's not my fault. He did something wrong. Like, I feel like they would still think they were in the right.
I don't know why, but when I picture folklore, this is what I'm pitching. So, you know, in a hometown, there was this place called Blank Blank Island.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it just because I don't know why I'm not saying it, but I just don't want to say it. But you know how like you had to walk through woods?
Yeah.
For some reason, when I picture folklore, I picture me having this toe ache or like something in my body, but I'm like, the doctor isn't going to help me. They gave me medicine. It's not helping. I'm like, okay, I'm going to find a folklore. And I find this random ass like jungle, and I'm walking to the jungle, and I find this house built out of like, that looks like a log cabin. And I walk in and it's like Hansel and Gretel type stuff.
That probably is how it is.
That's so funny.
We all have passions that push us to do big things in life, whether it's selling your crafts online or, I don't know, starting your own clothing brand. We do these things out of a deep, burning love for logistics and order management, right? Okay, let's be honest. No one's passionate about that part of their business. That's why they're ShipStation. They make it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door so you can get back to doing what you really love, growing that business.
ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You can import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier using ShipStation's deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task. No wonder 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation.
No matter how you sell, whether it's through Shopify, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. And you'll easily be able to compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for only Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments.
It's honestly amazing what they're doing. Ship more in less time for a lot less money. Just use our offer code LucasJacob to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in Lucas Jacob. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code Lucas Jacob. Make ship happen.
Thanks, ShipStation. Another weird story from the week is a server was fired for refusing to serve alcohol to teens in Florida.
Wait, I thought the alcohol in the USA was 21, the limit.
Yeah, I guess this... I don't think they're saying their name because, like, they don't want to... I don't know, but they said... this is off of WSNV.com. I think it's a local news channel in, like, Florida or something. But basically, this girl was working at a restaurant. Let me see where it was. Oh, in South Florida. And it was, like, a fancy restaurant where, like, it's all relies on, like, the waiters get so much money from tips and stuff. So they're sort of just, like, do whatever the customer wants because, like, the tips are so good. And I guess when she was training at this restaurant... The person who she was training under served alcohol to these people. She was like, they look like definitely like under 21 or like it would at least you'd have to check because just wasn't sure. She was like, oh, okay, I guess whatever. Maybe she already has served them before. But then when she actually was on the job by herself, there was these people who were like, she was like, and I think you're supposed to ID anyone who's like looks under 40, right?
Well, I haven't obviously ever been like a hostess, but I thought you should ID anyone because some people might have their license taken away from like a DUI or something.
Are you not allowed to drink if that's the case?
That's what I thought, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, okay, I don't know. But anyway, she ID'd them. And then I guess they were like 18 or 19. Oh, they were 19. And obviously you have to be 21 to drink in America. And but then her manager said, oh, like just serve them anyway. And she said, oh, no, like I don't want to. Like she thought it was like a setup or something. She's like, I don't want to get in trouble. So then she got fired because they were like, boo, you have to serve the people.
Wait, for real?
I know. So
wait, so what's happening with the people that asked for the alcohol? Like it just is legal? I guess
like that must be the restaurant where they just know. Do you think there's probably a restaurant like that in every town, don't you bet?
Well, okay, so if it's like a bougie restaurant, so if I went to like Nobu, like they just would serve me alcohol if I was like with Megan
Fox. But
then
also if like they do serve to minors, they could get their license taken away. Like, so I feel like most places wouldn't risk it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought honestly like that business would get in trouble just for that article being released.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with that. I just saw it on Reddit, so I had to share.
That's crazy. But I'm assuming, like, all over the U.S., like, there's obviously, like, people under 21 getting drinks at restaurants.
I remember in high school, some people would do this job where, like, they knew the local cops or something, and they would go into gas stations and try to get them to give them alcohol, and then, like, if they did, they would, like, butt the cops would run in or something. And I remember always being like, oh, I want to do that. It sounds like so much fun. But then I'd actually probably feel bad.
Oh, yeah, because it would be kind of sad. Like, even if, like, they are giving alcohol to underage people, it's kind of like, when the whole business is tanking.
Oh, yeah. But the girl in my class who did it said that, like, I think it was, like, over half of the places just give you it.
Wait, so if you don't show your ID?
I guess that she was just like, come on, like, I'll pay, like, a little bit more or something.
Oh, because what I picture, like with, like, Walmart and stuff, I feel like you couldn't. But if you go to, like, those, you know, like, just gas stations that aren't, like, Phillips? You know those gas stations that are just, like, one of one?
Oh,
I feel like
those
places like might give you alcohol if you're under 21.
Oh yeah,
I'm just like don't try it. But I'm just saying like you know, I'm guessing.
In other news this week in Indonesia, they want to build a Jurassic Park type thing with dinosaurs.
We were
and everything.
Just talking about this. I swear, they might build a Jurassic like people have the ability to build a Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I guess in Indonesia they are, and like all these people are warning them like please do not, and they're gonna do it.
Scared.
I'm just kidding. I was really disappointed too. It actually, that's all clickbait. I was pissed. Oh. I read the article. It says, Indonesia says Indonesia says Jurassic Park project is going to happen despite UNESCO warning. So I was like, oh my God, like, since stem cells are obviously a thing, I was like, they're actually just going to do it. Like, I'm so excited. But actually, it's so annoying because all it is it's going to be a bunch of Komodo dragons there, which kind of look like dinosaurs.
Those are already a thing, though.
But I guess they're just going to be like so many, and like it's going to be. Yeah.
For the longest time, when I was like little, I thought dragons were like dinosaurs and they were real. I wish dragons were real.
I mean, Komodo dragons, it's dragons in the name, so technically dragons are real.
I know, and like, if you got them mad enough, they probably would spit fire.
It grosses me out so much.
Lizards honestly are so disgusting. No, but
guess how long a Komodo dragon is.
Oh, it's like 5 feet or something?
10 feet. Like, honestly, that, I wouldn't go. Like, I think it's cool. Obviously, I guess, I don't know if I want to say it's cool they're doing this, because I guess people are saying it's really bad for the environment or something.
Wait, so isn't the Audi Komodo dragon? So how is it bad?
Well, they're putting them all in one place, I guess, and like, they're like, that's just bad for the habitat or something.
It leads to like extinction or something.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a premier tourism spot, but I actually don't think I would go, because like 10 feet long lizard.
This just reminds me
Hell no.
You weren't on this vacation, but we went to South Dakota once. You know, like Mount Rushmore and stuff?
Yeah.
There's this one place in South Dakota. You probably have been there like when you were little too. But like, there's this one place where they have a bunch of alligators. And they had this show. And there was like 50 alligators on this one plot of land. And like, those types of animals actually gross me the F out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Plus, they're scary. And like, and they did tricks with the alligators. And they always look so mad. And it just... like, it honestly is so gross to me. Like, yes, I don't kill alligators. Like, that's just mean, but they're just gross. I don't want to see them.
But, like, if a snake was in this room, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so scared, obviously. But can you imagine a 10-foot-long lizard? I actually don't. I think my body would shut down. I'm not kidding.
I would immediately exit the door.
Honestly, I need to Google after this anywhere in the world that has those, because I don't want to go there. Nowhere in North America, right?
Well, you can buy them as a pet.
You should Google it. Are Komodo dragons on North America?
Probably in Florida. I bet you people like
that. Bitch, if they're anywhere, I'm moving. Well, I do not want to be anywhere where you could be on a walk and a Komodo dragon come out.
Our brother told us that Florida now has like 10-foot lizards or something.
Oh, yeah.
Komodo. But I don't know if that was just like a random news story.
I just cannot be near them.
Yeah, one of my world fails is that I always have to close the toilet seat because I don't want a snake coming into the house.
That's because when we were younger, there was always this story of, oh, this guy was pooping and then a snake came up the toilet.
So I just Googled it, and this is just some National Geographic thing. It says, in the wild, they live in Komodo National Park in Indonesia, but many can be found at zoos in the U.S.
So they could escape.
Yeah, another one of my biggest fears is, not one of my biggest fears, something that is kind of scary. Someone owns a boa constrictor and they let it on the loose.
Oh, why doesn't that happen more?
Yeah, like, okay, this is what I'm saying. Like, if you look at the news, like, there's a bunch of effed up shit. So, like, I wonder why people aren't effed up enough to do that.
But I do remember when in LA, I never had this app. I don't know why people download it, but I guess in certain big cities, they have this app called Citizen, where you just get a notification when anything horrible happens near you, which I never downloaded because I was like, I don't want to just be so scared all the time. Like I remember I was with people and they'd be like, oh, 10 feet away, someone got hit with a hammer. And it's like, boo, like, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, and especially scary in Los Angeles because like there probably is so much effed up shit happening wherever you are.
But I remember one of my friends sent me a screenshot because it said like in Woodland Hills, California, like a cheetah was on the loose.
Oh.
But it's like, what? And then like a pack, like there were situations like that where they would say like some exotic animal, some person bought them for some reason. Which is already just like, why would you buy it?
That's just like abuse.
Yeah. And then they just let it out. It just got out.
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago, I think it was in Kansas, there was like a tiger that was on the loose for a couple hours.
That would be so scary.
So like, that's why I always tie myself to my bed.
That'd be scary because you actually wouldn't be safe anywhere. Like if a tiger's
in a fail mongering video.
But I'm just letting you guys all know. If a tiger's on the loose, they could break through any window. Like, there's nowhere you could go where you're safe.
So, obviously, this wouldn't happen. Like, this is so less likely. This is so unlikely. But I've been on runs before, and I've thought, okay, so if a lion did start chasing me. No, and I honestly think this would work. But, like, obviously, I don't know. But I picture if I was running through a neighborhood, if I broke into someone's house, like, obviously, they would be mad. But if I just broke into the house and hid in their bathroom, The lion or tiger won't know where I am, likely. Like, there's so much.
The scariest thing is, think of a cheetah on the loose, and you're like, whatever else, get in my car. They're running as fast as the car.
I know, like, don't they go like 80 miles an hour?
Boo, there's no way out.
It's funny, like, you being on the interstate, cheetah's running literally beside you. Like, that sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, it's like, please just slow down.
And the thing about it is, like, if a cheetah is chasing after you, the best luck you're going to have is if you're in, like, a luxury vehicle or, like, a vehicle that has such fast engine.
No, Lambo.
Because in my car, when I press, like, the pedal, like, it, like, obviously, like, accelerates, but it would, like, take, like, a while to get to, like, even 60s. But, like, you'd have to be in, like, a Lambo to, like, really, like, go on the interstate and, like, bust out of that shit.
Yeah, so just, like, look out for any of that in your areas.
That's why I wear a helmet and knee pads and everything when I go on walks.
I know. I haven't, like, I live in, like, this, I have a cell in my basement. I don't leave it.
Jurassic Park. I personally don't think anyone should make Jurassic Park because I feel like they end up getting loose and then we all die.
Yeah, I mean, I've already
been so close to death so many times.
Like, if there actually is a way that they can, I think there is, I'm pretty sure. Like, if there's a way to do stem cells, put it in a water and mix it around or whatever, and dinosaurs come out, I think we should do it.
Something that I just thought
of. Because why do they not deserve to be alive right now? Let them all be alive. Why don't we make everything that's been extinct come back?
Well, I just believe in, like, the method naturally. They naturally come alive. No, I'm joking.
One time brought up an argument of, like, what if the dinosaurs have diseases, though, that, like, humans can't handle?
Oh, yeah, from, like, the prehistoric days.
Yeah, but still, like, I think we should take that chance. It can't just be we put them on an island like the movie. Obviously, if there's any swimming ones, don't allow them to be alive. But if there's just put them on the island, then we don't ever go on the island. We make sure they have everything they need, but then we can helicopter over it. Is that what the movie was about? Like, they didn't actually go.
I probably watched it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm all for, like, starting, like, dinosaur stem cells. So, like, let's get it moving.
Why can't we? Like, why can't scientists start, like, make? Because they can. They can apparently, like, make dinosaurs out of stem cells. So, like, why can't they, like, somehow merge a human and a tiger with stem cells? Because, like, obviously
they probably can, right?
Like, this is obviously like, if they, like, this is disgusting, like, if for some reason an animal and a human had sex, like, that wouldn't work. But, like, I wonder if they could do it through stem cells,
like, somehow, like, even though, like, if a human and a tiger had sex in real life, it wouldn't work, but somehow they could modify, like, the cells or
whatever. Because, like, I feel like that is in the future.
They probably don't want to do that because when people say it's, like, immoral, because they're like, why are you putting a human through that?
That would just be honestly so mean, if we're being honest.
But, like, they should do it.
But, like, the thing about me is, like, I don't want to have kids, but if someone said, like, okay, but, like, you don't want to have human kids, but you can have a kid that's half tiger, I'd be like,
maybe, like, oh my god, Pomeranian kids are coming. And it's like, they only live 18 years, are kind of a human, like, they can talk, but they're also Pomeranian. I'd be like, oh my god, I'll have a couple.
And then they can, like, and then you, like, can treat them like a little, like, an actual, can, like, bring them to school and stuff.
Yeah, I would say, like a Pomeranian, like, you can leave, you don't have to, like, hire a babysitter. You can leave them alone for a few hours when you leave. Like, that'd be the perfect thing for most people.
I know, because most people don't have enough time to take care of actual
kids. Or, like, money. Like, you don't have to pay for them to go to college and shit. And then, like, if you go on a plane, you don't have to buy a seat. You just put them underneath the seat in their little doggy bag.
That's true.
Oh, my God. They need to start doing this.
And they won't have a big enough brain to, like, ever fight against you. So, like, whatever you say goes, basically.
And dogs, yeah. Or you get, like, a baby hamster, a human hamster.
For some reason, I picture this. I picture, like, a Pomeranian, you know? But then I picture this, like, creepy thing, like, the face looks like a human, but the body looks like a dog.
Yeah, I feel like they'd be, like, big and, like, they'd have, like, a furry face, but, like, and they'd be able to talk, but, like, very limited.
Yeah, and, like,
just, like, hungry, sad.
And, like, they understand some stuff, but, like, I don't know. It's fucking weird thinking about it.
Okay, this is my last weird news on this sort of, like, Hot Topics, the Wendy Williams segment, but just weird news stories. My last one is, I guess in Utah, they're seeing an increase in people hammocking on power lines. Like, they climb up power lines and put a hammock up there and just relax.
Is it, like, homeless people or just people chilling?
It doesn't say. The article says, aren't hammocks supposed to be used for relaxing? Well, apparently not.
Something about a hammock does sound, like, so relaxing, like sitting, putting it in between trees.
It says anyone who's caught in between the power lines will be cited for trespassing.
That sounds dangerous.
And they said, we really hate to see someone get injured from either falling or getting electrocuted. And it says, parents, please pass this info along to your children. So I don't know if it's kids doing it because they don't really get it. But
how would you get on the power line without dying? I don't understand.
Well, they're, like, on, like, the little poles that hold it up.
Oh, those wooden things?
Well, these are like gigantic power lines. You know where they're so big and they have so many towers? Yeah. These are the ones that they're doing it on. But like, that's so funny, thinking of like being on a hammock and being like, I want to go a little bit higher up. And then just putting it higher up and then being like, I'm going to tie it to a power line. Like, how'd that even come up?
I know.
Like, boo, why do you need to relax that high up?
Because so much fun.
I guess I understand like the view and stuff.
Yeah, like I understand it, but don't do it.
Yeah. It would be like fun to climb up the ladder of one of those things. You know, power lines, so they would go up like 10 stories. It'd be fun to climb the ladder, but then also at the same time, so scary.
I've always thought it'd be so much fun if they made those into like trampoline parks. Oh, and you could jump all over these power lines. And I don't know what these things are called, but you know those things that you see randomly that are just like structures of a bunch of lines, but they're in like one little
Those weird like, it's like kind of like a factory?
Yeah, no, it's like a factory.
But it looks like a roller coaster, but it isn't.
Yeah, like if someone turned those into like bouncy houses or something, that'd be so much fun.
I know. People need to start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, because like, and then you just don't get injured somehow.
Why don't they do that? Like all power lines also could be bungee jumping things.
I know. Why not dual purpose it?
Yeah, but
and then
the
you could charge
did
people
like
a dollar to get in.
The article said that the electricity from the lines can go to like the power, the poles too, but.
So no one has died from it yet?
No, like so far it's been fine, but like they're trying to say it's not safe. It's like, just let people have fun. But yeah, good luck to everyone who's doing that. Maybe don't do it.
Yeah, just put it in between trees.
Yeah, I know it's boring being that low to the ground, but yeah.
Whenever I've sat in a hammock, even though it sounds so comforting, they're never actually comfortable.
And you do have to lay in a certain way where it won't tip.
Yeah, I don't understand it because I've always laid in them and I'm just like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's just like, wait, this is what all the hype
but
was?
The thing about it is that I've mostly laid in the ones that are fake, which like those ones aren't standable to me.
Oh, I never have laid in one between
the
trees.
The ones that are like out on a tree, the ones that are just like hung with mud, which like they're obviously cool, but I want to lay in one in between trees. That might be more of a
I never have done that. I don't think.
And then like little like squirrels poop on you when you're on it.
Oh yeah, that'd be so cute.
I know, so much fun. So, what my topic is it cringe or not?
Okay, I love this.
Okay, so I have two articles of just like things that are popping.
And we have to say like, is it cringe by the bro show standards or not?
Yeah, so like, you guys might not agree, but we're just going to say if these things are cringe.
Okay.
So basically, if it's not cringe, I'm like, go do it. If it's cringe, it's like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, it's like, you are so gross if you do this.
Yeah. So there's this article by LifeWire. The top 10 of the top current trends on the internet. Okay?
When was this posted?
It was updated on September 11th, 2020.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's a year old, but like, it still could be popping.
Yeah. So I kind of glanced at the article earlier, but like, they might need to update it because one of 10, so this has 10, and the first one is the selfie movement.
This is from like 2009.
Yeah, so like obviously people still take selfies, but I feel like we're over the time of like selfies. You know,
yeah,
how, like it's so,
they're
it's
so
not crazy.
Yeah, they're so normal now that no one talks about them.
But you know, like back in 2011 or something, people would be like, people are taking selfies. Everyone's so into themselves. So self-obsessed, but now
we've
accepted
it. And then Ellen did, like,
it.
The biggest selfie ever, where she had, like, every celebrity in it.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, it's just...
And then every, like... It's still, like, to this day, I see every 2 months, like, Paris Hilton tweets, like, just so you guys know, I invented the selfie.
Oh, yeah. Every year I see that.
It's so funny, because it's like, I love that she claims that she invented it, but it's like, probably somebody else took it before you, right?
Because haven't people always probably done this?
Even in, MySpace days, I remember taking selfies. I remember taking, when I was literally 12, like, I was taking selfies on MySpace.
But she's the one that popularized it.
No, that's true. Maybe she always just shows a photo of her and Britney and said, remember how we took the first selfie ever?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that one? On a plane or something?
I don't know. I do love how she claims that title. And I think she should have it, even though it might not be true.
Yeah. So the selfie movement, is it cringe or not? I'm going to say it's not cringe for me.
Yeah, isn't it?
If I look at my camera, I probably take selfies sometimes. But when I take selfies, I don't have an intention of posting them. It just is like, I want to see what I look like on camera.
Oh, yeah. But same with me. I don't send them to anyone. I just like taking selfies. Then I can just... It'd just be cool to look back on, you know? Like, oh, look at me taking a selfie. Then, like, when you do even look back on 6 months, like, oh, it's cool looking at selfies being like, oh, I remember that day.
Yeah, because, like, there's a bunch of photos on my phone that are selfies, and it just is like... I take them, first of all, just to, like, see what's up, you know?
Yeah, the document.
And then chance and like see what I look like 6 months ago.
Because probably when I'm like 60, I'll probably make a selfie book like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number two. Oh, that's kind of boring. Number three, GIFs. Or GIFs.
I'm sad to say, like, I love GIFs. I actually love them, but whenever I use them now, I do feel cringy.
Yeah, I didn't want to, I actually do agree with you. Like, there's so many funny GIFs, but yeah. I used to use them so much, probably 2 years ago, but I never use them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say they're cringe.
Yeah, I still love them, though.
So you're in the middle?
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
They just have kind of lost their oomph. Because you know when, like, GIFs were first, I think everyone was sending them. It was so funny. But now it's kind of lost the oomph. But I do like them every now and then.
Plus, it ruins it how you can just go on Jiffy or whatever and get, like, the most popular GIFs. Well, like, it was kind of funny when, like, there was, like, these random-ass GIFs that I've never seen before. But I think
I've
seen them
all. I still love that one GIF of that bouncing boob girl.
That one's so funny.
Didn't we, like, research her whole life and find out about her? Because there was this GIF that we always would... Like, we would always send, but we just thought it was so funny. Because there's this girl bouncing. She was wearing, like, a bikini or something, and she just had those big boobs. And I remember just...
And there was, like, a fan facing her.
Yeah, there was
so
a fan
tell.
Blowing her hair. And, like, I was like, where is this from? Like, I wanted to know the story. Because, like, you could just tell she was living in that moment. Like, she was bouncing around. You could see cameras flashing. And, like, she was just living. Like... It was the best moment ever.
And then I think we searched it and like she was a porn star, right?
I forgot. Yeah, something like that.
But I remember searching her and there was a bunch of GIFs about it.
Yeah, like she's kind of like the icon. Oh yeah, that one day on set like really went
Who
off.
Who found that GIF? Was it on Twitter or something?
I think one of us typed on Google like big boobs GIF. I bet you if you typed that literally would be the first one.
I haven't seen that in a while though. That one is like one of the most iconic
ones.
I
know.
What's another GIF that like is just iconic? I can't really think of any. hashtags everywhere.
I mean, obviously that's cringy, right?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
It is like, it's not cringy to use a hashtag. Like if you're like watching the Olympics and you want to like be a part of the conversation, say hashtag Olympics, I don't find that embarrassing. I just find it cringy when all these TV shows try to make it a thing. Or like someone says like, hashtag, like, it's kind of like just, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like, I, like, use hashtags. If you look up my YouTube channel, like, sometimes I use hashtags because, like, I think it does something. But, like, it's, like, kind of, like, cringy in a way.
I don't really get it either. I've always wondered this. Even watching RuPaul's Drag Race, like, every now and then it'll be, like, hashtag lip sync battle. And it's, like, or it'd be, like, hashtag acting challenge. I'm just so confused. I'm, like, is that for, like, if you're on Twitter and, like, you're just talking about it? I just don't believe anyone actually uses them.
Then I also have wondered, okay, so you know how, like, because it was kind of like 2014 days, how some people would put a bunch of hashtags, post the caption, then put a bunch of hashtags on your post.
It probably does
do
something.
Does that actually make you
gain
followers?
I think it for sure does something, because even when you go to the Explore page now on Instagram, you know there's all those little tags on the top, like fitness, all this stuff. I think like that definitely actually would push you to people.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna start doing it.
Okay, memes.
Oh, yeah, I feel like those aren't cringy to me.
I think GIFs are more cringy than... memes.
I hope memes never go out. That'd be sad. I feel like they'll just evolve into a different thing.
Yeah, I feel like memes are like funny on Reddit and stuff.
I feel like they'll just keep evolving. Like, you know how like originally it was like the big block letters and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's kind of past, but like...
Yeah, I could see a point where like memes have like, yeah, like evolved so much.
Yeah.
But going back to GIFs, like some of the funniest GIFs are from Real Housewives of just them saying weird ass shit. Those are probably the funniest. Number six. Oh, that's kind of boring. cloud streaming of entertainment media. No more remote storage limitations. So like this is iCloud.
That's cringy to me.
I like that.
Okay, I love iCloud.
oversharing on social media.
I don't find that cringy.
I like when people do it because I want to know about their life.
Yeah, like, if somebody is down to just share every little thing, go on camera crying about an event that happened to them, like, I love that.
Yeah, I actually don't find this cringy. Like, I don't know if I'd ever do it. Maybe I would, but I just, like, I like it when people do that.
I know, because, like, it's just, like, I love how they just treat it like a diary.
Yeah, and it's, like, just fun, like, okay, yeah, it's basically just... They have, like, their own reality show on Instagram.
I
like,
know.
They Instagram everything.
Yeah, I love that.
Cryptocurrencies.
Cringy.
is so cringy.
You're cringy because I've lost so much money, as you guys know from previous podcasts.
Wi-Fi enabled home gadgets and appliances. Immediate cringy. I don't understand why fridges... Like, okay, for some reason...
But what about like Alexa?
But yeah, okay, I don't like that either. And I also don't like how in vehicles have like TVs on seats and stuff. For some reason, that just seems like a little bit tacky.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people, I don't know, maybe it'll be a thing, I don't know.
I personally don't have an Alexa, but like our mom does, and I kind of do like it. It's like cute.
Oh, no, I was kind of mostly, because this picture showing a Wi-Fi fridge and like...
Oh, I never understand
why
that
do you,
shit.
Like, okay, I get it. So if you're not home, you can like stout the gyre, but... It's not actually cringy. I just like don't think it's that needed.
I think it's like a marketing gimmick. There's even toothbrushes that are like, they're Bluetooth. It's like, what would that be for?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. Or like, I bet you if you Google Wi-Fi toothbrushes, people say, smart toothbrushes, like, what does it do?
Oh, yeah. And then I used to have this Canon vlog camera that was like Wi-Fi enabled. And like,
yeah.
And it probably, if you actually used it, but I remember kind of thinking like, wait, I just use an SD card anyway, so I'm going to connect it to my computer, but I guess if you like wanted to like wireless transfer it,
it's cringe.
It's so embarrassing. Now that was the first article. I have one more that is best selling products right now on Amazon.
When was this posted? 2018?
2021.
Okay,
July.
Perfect.
Okay, so these are the best selling products on Amazon. Okay, this is fucking cool. Deluxe grilled cheese sandwich toaster.
Oh,
that isn't cringe. I want to get one of those. It's $40.
I probably wouldn't. This is something I would have gotten though in the past. For some reason, now I just don't even eat grilled cheese, but I used to love it.
Oh, I would 100% never get this, but
also,
it looks really cool.
If it actually would taste as good as making grilled cheese on the skillet, then I think it's worth it. But I want to know if it actually will taste as good.
When I was little, I remember being so lazy. I would put two pieces of bread in the toaster and then put American cheese in the middle and then just like, it would kind of melt, but not really. Oh, two pieces of bread, American cheese in the middle and cook it in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Oh, so good.
This one isn't cringe. What do you think?
Yeah, it gets the pass.
I'm trying to find... a mini waffle maker. I think it's cringe to me.
Yeah, it's kind of cringe because it's just like, just buy the pre-made frozen ones.
Yeah, but it's like, we don't need this much.
I swear, people who have these waffle makers and shit never use them, and I know that for a fact. It's like, it's all fun and games when you're at Holiday Inn and they have the breakfast... And there's the waffle maker. It's all fun. But when you have one in your house, you aren't using it.
But then I remember our mom used to have a Snoopy one.
Oh, that was iconic.
I know, it really was.
We used to have Snoopy pancakes.
A wine freeze cooling cup. So you put wine in it and it would stay cold.
That's cute.
It is cringe because you don't really need it.
I love like people who are obsessed with wine.
Oh, yeah. It's like a housewife thing.
Yeah.
Like a joke with that. Crocs.
Oh, I love them. I still have to buy a pair.
Crocs aren't cringe. They are like the superior sandal or like flip-flop, whatever.
Yeah, I haven't owned any since I was like 12 or something when they first came out, but I want to get them.
My Crocs used to be so dirty. Like, I'd be like sweating and there'd be like mud in between my toes. And like, you know how like when you're so gross and you've been outside for so many hours and it's so muggy and like this one, this is like the true ones that know this. When you've been outside and you know there's mud in your Crocs, and then you take them out and there's like this foamy dirt. That's the true ones. If you've seen that and you've smelled it and stuff and it smells disgusting, like that's like the true ones. And like we should be best friends. You know what I'm talking about though?
I don't remember any dirt foam ever.
I know like this white foam.
Oh my god, if you can relate, let Jacob know.
I know, that's like the true ones. Okay, I'm just gonna do the ones that we like actually know. Weighted blankets.
I tried it, so it's cringe to me.
They seem really cool, though. Like,
yeah,
they...
I know. Apparently, like, releases some chemical, like you're being hugged or something.
And it's supposed to feel like you're in the womb.
Yeah, me, I tried it for one night, and I was like, oh, that was fun. I tried it a second night, and I was like, get this off me. I was like, it's just so heavy and annoying, but I know other people love them. So if it works for you, go off,
sis. There's a lot of time in the middle of the night where I have to, like, take off some of my blanket because I'm so warm
already.
Yeah,
like, I just don't like the feeling of being pressed down so much.
Tupperware.
Cringe.
No, I don't think it's cringe.
I love it because it's just good to meal prep.
Oh yeah, I really just like it's like how is that new though?
Yeah, these are just the best selling.
Oh, that's true. Okay, is this cringe? This is a good one. iPhone vehicle mounts. So you know how some people, this obviously, if you have, I'm not accusing, it's cringe, but you know how like some people look at the directions on their iPhone and it's like hung up in their car?
I mean, I don't have anywhere to put it. How do cars have that now that I think about it? Where do they put it?
They put it on the window.
Oh,
I mean, I think it's cringe.
Yeah, but kind of is for some reason.
Say, keep everything I'm saying lightly.
Yeah, because I feel like you should just put the iPhone between your legs and look down and make it unsafe.
Oh, this is the next one. Games like this. Like, what do you meme? I remember playing it. It's this game where, like, memes are... It's basically... Okay. Ever since Cards Against Humanity came out, there's been, like, 20 knockoffs that are sold at Target.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, we're gonna say, do you think those Cards Against Humanity games are cringe or not?
I mean, what do you meme, I think, is cringe? Because memes go out in, like, a week. So, how can you have a board game based around memes? Because, like... They go away so fast.
Yeah, and there's also this other board game where it's like a text message board game, and it's like cool, but I feel like it's not needed.
Yeah. Canceling them.
Yeah, we're canceling them. Oh, Kindles?
Oh, canceled.
Okay, whoever made this article, that's sponsored by Amazon. Amazon Kindles? File? Okay, I'm not trying to be like annoying, but like, I didn't know they still sell those. obviously people have. I'm just saying like, I just, like, didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I've actually just started reading books off of my phone. Because remember, I used to think, oh, it's so small to read off my phone screen. But now, like, I love reading books off my phone.
Oh, I just can't get over how small it is.
Well, I guess I have the bigger iPhone. Just upgrade to the bigger one.
You calling me poor? I'm joking. Let's see if there's any other good items. Wait, what's this? Oh, you got this before for a video. A baby nasal. I'm not even going to review it.
You know, oh, that you suck snot out of someone's nose.
Yeah, but it's for babies. Oh, biker shorts. Would I wear them? They look cool.
Yeah, I like when girls wear them or guys or whoever.
I don't think they're cringy. Nintendo Switch?
Cringe.
By the way, just to give you guys like a backstory, like I have like this like weird thing about the word cringe. Like it just makes me like... feel weird. Like whenever I...
This says the guy who made the Is It Cringe segment.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's like cringe. Like, it's kind of like... Like, I get the whole cringe thing, but it's kind of like... Cringe is such a funny thing to me. Basically, what I'm saying is that, like, it's just funny calling things cringe.
Because nothing is.
Yeah, because nothing actually is cringe. Basically, what I'm saying is that it depends what you're into to call it cringe. Like, certain... comedies you might call cringe, but then other people like them.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, I guess everyone just has different opinions. Waddle shoes. That's the last one.
Cringe. Because it's like, boo, just walk in the lake, and if you step on a nail.
But there's a bunch of glass in lakes and
like,
shit.
If you go to a water park and people are wearing water shoes, it's like, sis.
Oh, water park, I don't really get it, but lakes, I get it, because like glass.
It just gives me the vibe of like they've been preparing for so long and like buying all the stuff they need.
But they need it, though.
Acting like that's bad. I'm kidding. I actually like water shoes, but like I just would never wear them for some reason. Because like I just don't like the vibe of like wearing a shoe and like squishy water is gushing up and down.
I hate being like what?
And then like they always have that weird rubber smell. So like I just feel like personally like canceled.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I'm kind of in the middle of like canceled. Cringy and not cringy.
But
So that's all I have for cringy or not cringy. Basically... If I said it's cringe, then you should stop using it.
Canceled or not canceled? Lucas and Jacob.
Yeah.
Should we end with the humming challenge?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So should we pick songs right now? How should we do it?
Wait. No, we should do it where we go on our iPhones and we just do shuffle. And then you have to hum it to the other person and see if they guess it.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's do it.
Who's the better hummer?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wait, is that why Hummer cars are called Hummers? Because the engine hums?
That might be.
Do you think?
Because it is a loud-ass vehicle. I feel like not, though. But maybe.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah. Call me, baby.
Oh, yeah. This is giving me flashbacks to playing these board games. When you're playing these games with, like, eight people and, like, one of the... You know those games where, like, you have to do all these different challenges and, like, one of them's humming something?
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
humming and seven people are looking at you. It's always so awkward. It's like, bitch, just guess the song, but no one's guessing
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you're just you humming know it. So much about it. And it's
yeah,
like,
you're just humming this in front of eight people playing this game and, like, your face is getting red. You're running out of prayer.
I used to hum all the time.
When
I was eating cereal, you're like, I just used to hum. Maybe, like, I just had so much extra energy or something. Okay, I need to find a song that like we will all know, because like some of these are like random ass songs. Okay. Oh.
It's some sort of Lana Del Rey song. I can just tell from the vibe. I can't guess it. Just do more of the chorus.
Okay, wait. I have to look at the lyrics, because I want to see if there's another part. Because I just sing in the chorus. Wait.
I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
Did it sound like Sign of the Times by Harry Styles?
Oh, now that I hear
it. Got to get away!
I pigeonholed myself because I just had in my mind it was a Lana Del Rey song.
Yeah, because when she said Lana Del Rey, like, I knew you just were thinking about whole albums.
Yeah. Okay, this song, I don't know if you know it. It's kind of like, this you might know it, though. You might know it.
Okay. I can't walk behind the lines and I can't die.
Was I even
Jesse J.
Was I humming or singing? I feel like I kind of was cheating.
I didn't know if I was cheating too. You will hum.
I'm gonna, you know, that's my masterpiece.
Jesse J.
Masterpiece by Jesse J.
Yeah, that's what it is. With humming, for some reason, it's kind of painful.
I know.
It's
you
not actually feel pain,
but headache.
Yeah, like it feels like I'm doing so much work or something.
So far, you're winning.
Okay, so I've won. We should do 4 to 5.
Okay, so you have 2 points. I have
this
zero.
This might literally take like 30 minutes because like...
You
wait, I have 2 points.
Guess along in the comments.
Oh, okay. Because some of these, like, I don't even know the songs because like I haven't listened to them in so long. And how about when we pick a song we have... Like, you, like that song you knew I'd kind of know. Okay.
Oh, one. Yeah. Oh my by Troye Sivan.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, it feels like I'm cheating, but I'm literally humming. I'm not speaking.
Okay, so I still have one.
One against two.
Okay, maybe I think you know this song.
The butterflies. I'm not over
I feel like
you.
I'm cheating. I'm just singing, I think.
No, you're humming, right? Okay. Wait, unless I don't know what humming means, so it sounds like you're humming.
Oh yeah, Australian Tea by Paramore.
Oh, okay, so even though I don't know that, like the actual title, I still get it.
Oh
right?
Yeah, because you had no, you had the song in your mind.
Okay, 3 to 1.
Oh, 1 to 5.
Oh.
Boom boom pow.
No, I think the chorus again.
I don't know it.
Do you want me to keep singing or no?
No, I'm not gonna guess it.
5 in the morning? You know, like, I was saying, funny your diamonds are fake, you ain't
golden. 5 in the morning by Charlie XCX.
5 in the morning.
Oh my God, for some reason, that wasn't in my mind. Okay, let's see. Let me see. And all these are ones you might not know. Oh, this is, I guess you might know this one.
I feel like it's like a Bruno Mars, Adele song.
What the fuck?
It's like a Gwen Stefani song.
Oh, you might.
It sounds like
I'll
try
it again.
Oh, is it like Halibut Girl?
I feel like I might even be doing this wrong. I don't even. I feel like I've only heard this song once. But
what was it?
Moo by Doja Cat.
Oh,
doesn't it go moo?
I would have never guessed it. So it's 3 to 1.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
Bitch, that's like the song that made her like famous, right?
I think so.
Okay, So 3-1.
Oh, this song's funny.
That's all I know, to be honest.
Do it again. I have to get
okay.
this. Sounds like someone's being kidnapped for trying to sing through it.
Okay, what do you think it is?
I actually don't know.
Okay, I'll actually give you a hint. I think this Rocco deal was with like Disney. Like, oh, she was being promoted on Disney. Wait, it's a goal.
So it's Jordan Pruitt? Kiki Palmer?
One more guess.
Ashley Tisdale?
No, Shower Bucky G. Wasn't she like kind of a Disney Channel person?
Oh, I can hear the shower now.
She was like
constantly in the shower.
Yeah, I remember her being like promoted by Disney.
Oh yeah, kind of, I think. Okay, let's see. Oh. Okay, maybe on this one's kind of hard.
Okay. This is Gwen Stefani. Holla back go. It sounds so much like Holla Back Girl.
Maybe they have the same melody.
Who is it? Just tell me.
Oh, so you forfeit?
Yeah,
because I MILF money. I got that MILF money.
I just feel like songs need to have a certain like instrument to make it easy to hum or something.
I know.
Because there's certain songs that when you hear it, you can gush right away, but some songs are difficult.
Hopefully this is somewhat entertaining to the listeners. Fortunately, no one's gotten a 5 yet, so we have to keep going.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'm looking at my shuffle and music, and honestly, most of the songs, if I hold on them, I might know how they go. But
that was the same with mine. I just skipped so many.
Yeah, I literally don't really. I think because I download full albums. Oh, okay, this one. You didn't see it, right?
I actually didn't. Oh, what is the song?
Okay, I think the chorus again.
I love me bye.
You're literally so close.
I know what it is. I can't think of it.
You need to sing one of the lyrics to get it.
She got
okay, I'll sing it again.
Oh, he writes his name in black and blue. He lies, realizing in Malibu.
Yeah, but like
he lost his dad. He drives a Chevy,
yeah,
Malibu, and he calls.
Shades of Cool by Lana.
He calls. Oh, okay.
You get it.
Oh, yeah, I knew the song.
You for sure get it. Okay, so 2-3.
Watch this go on for another, like, 30 minutes. People are like, bitch, we clicked off a long time ago. Okay, let me see. Let me get a go. How does this one go? Wait, how's it go? I forgot how it went, but I know it. Let's see. Oh.
I think it's a slow song. The face you're making is so funny. Oh, I know it. Oh, in London, I'm all around you. Yeah. You know, so hard to breathe. I need a dirty picture.
A dirty picture by Tyle Cruz.
Featuring Kesha.
Okay, so did you just win?
I have 4.
Oh, okay.
4-2.
Okay, you guys, I could still win.
Oh, this song's gonna be easy.
Bid one.
I'll do it again. I just sing it so. You know?
I do it again.
I I thought it was going to be so easy. And this one's so difficult to hum. I'll do another one.
Wait, no, I just didn't get that one.
That one's whip my hair. That's so hard to hum.
Oh, yeah, because it's saying the same thing.
Yeah, that one's like so difficult for some reason.
Okay, let's get a good one for your last one.
I feel like I'm going to guess it.
Maybe you might not know this song. Let's see.
Is it like a Sarah Bareilles song? Oh, it's Britney Spears.
What song?
Love me, hate me. Is that that song?
No, it isn't.
It's a Britney Spears song, 100%, but I don't know what.
It was hers, that wins. Ooh, ooh, baby.
I don't get it. Ooh, ooh,
baby, touch me and I come alive.
Okay, I don't get it.
Okay.
I want to like win fair and square.
How'd you know it was Britney Spears though?
I can just tell.
Oh my god.
I think she might have...
I was channeling her energy.
Oh, okay.
Oh! Fun? Some nights?
Yeah.
Oh,
some nights.
So what do I have now?
3-4. Oh, so okay. Like there is a... I feel like I'm going to win though. If I'm being honest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know it. Everybody wanna steal my gold by One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won!
Jacob won! I hope you guys enjoyed our humming.
Yeah, so my conclusion with humming is it's easier if a song has like a full development, like a lot of lyrics.
Yeah, I feel like if it's you're just doing like a rap type song, you actually can't hum because it's too hard.
Yeah, what I'm thinking, like, I feel like Adele songs, Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift songs, like easy to hum.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're kind of like, it seems like they kind of have like a lot of like bridges and shit.
The different notes and everything.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
Grand finale performance, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.